قال الإمام علي عليه السلام: إذا رأيت ربك سبحانه يتابع عليك نعمه وأنت تعصيه فاحذر.
چون دیدی پروردگارت پی در پی نعمتهای خود به تو میرساند و تو او را نافرمانی میکنی، از او بترس.
When you see that your Lord, the glorified, bestows his favors on you while you are disobeying him, you should fear him.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال علي بن ابي طالب عليه الصلاه والسلام: اذا رايت ربك سبحانه يتابع عليك نعمه وانت تعصيه فاحذره. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib says in Nahj al-Balagha, when you see that your Lord, the Glorified, bestows His favors on you while you are disobeying Him, you should fear Him. So even if you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, even when you are still disobeying, you are not a good person, and Allah still gives you His blessings. What Imam Ali is saying that you should fear Him. Because this may be a trial that, look, I'm continuously bestowing upon you, I'm giving you so many blessings, I'm continuously enriching you with bounties, and you still continue to disobey me. Have you not learned that I'm a merciful God and I'm giving you so much? So it is more, you should be more fearful. You should warn yourself more when Allah is giving you more bounties. It applies to myself first and then to anyone else. That sometimes what happens is that we overlook that Allah is giving us so much respect, so much wealth, so much good life with our family, with others. And we still sin. And if you're disobeying God so much and He's still continuously giving you, then what happens is that suddenly He pulls the sockets. Suddenly He pulls the rope. Suddenly He pulls away the bounties that He has, and that's not good, because then you may be shattered, then you may just drop, then you may just think, what happened? I was blessed so much, but what happened was that you, in all of those blessings, disobeyed Him. And because of that disobedience, Allah gave you so much, He continuously gave you so much respect and wealth and everything He gave you. With all of those blessings, and you continue disobeying Him. So He may be giving you so much, and suddenly He pulls away everything. He takes away everything from you. That will only happen if you overlook. So what Imam Ali al-Islam is so beautifully saying is that when you see that your Lord bestows His favors on you while you are disobeying Him, you should fear Him. You should fahdhar. Hadhar is basically to not just be fearful, but to be more cautious and to be warned that He is giving you a warning. That look, even after your sins, I'm still overlooking all of your sins and I'm still bestowing upon you. I'm still giving you so many blessings. And if a person does not learn, then what will teach him? And many people in life, when they go through this phase, they don't realize what they're doing. And suddenly, when they realize that, yes, it was a sign, it is too late. Don't let that happen to you. Have that self-contentment, self-control, self-respect, and have the understanding of God. May the God always continue to bless you with everything that He's blessing you with. And you must obey Him at the same time and must not disobey. Thank you very much for listening.